When Keen finds himself alone, he will instantly cast invisibility, summon his ghost wolf, and cast invisibility on the ghost wolf as well. And this is greater invisibility, so it, you know, lasts quite a long time.
Okie dokie. Alright, you cast invisibility. It works, as far as you can tell.
Okay, great. Is he standing in kind of a dead-end corridor?
Essentially, I believe so. Let me pull up the map. I do have maps. I know I'd get confused if I didn't, so.
Always a good plan to have maps.
Okay, yes, there is a wall to your right, to your left, and behind you, and then you can move forward.
Okay, Keen is going to cast Arcane Mark right where he is standing, oriented towards the way he's facing.
Okie dokie.
And then he is going to move cautiously forward with Kemi. They're going to airwalk. How tall is this corridor?
No more than 10 feet. It's a normal, like, hallway size, so probably closer to 8. But, you know, math, so we'll do 10.
Okay, so they won't do very much with airwalk, but for most paces, like, they'll touch down, like, every 60 feet. Otherwise, they'll be up in the air to avoid trying to trip any traps. And he's going to walk down the corridor.
Okie dokie. You walk a short ways and then find that... it turns to your right.
He's going to make a perception check to see if it actually turns to the right, or if there's an illusion here, or if there's another passageway that he doesn't obviously see.
Okay, okay. Go ahead and make a perception check.
That is a 25.
Okie dokie. You reach out and run your fingers along the walls, the one to your left. It seems like it's a pretty firm stone wall. It doesn't shimmer, it doesn't move. It feels like a stone wall. You knock on it, sounds like a stone wall. You do the same with the wall in front of you and get the same results. You reach out just to see if there might be a stone wall that doesn't look like one, but nope, your hand's waving around in air.
Keen's going to cast another arcane mark, oriented the direction that he was coming, you know, oriented, like, basically he has not turned yet, and he's going to cast the arcane mark as having not turned yet, and then he'll take the turn. So he follows the corridor to the right.
Okie dokie. You go right, and you're able to go forward for a decent ways. These hallways are clear of fog, so you can see a whole lot better than you could in the previous hallways. But you do eventually come to yet another turn. And this time, when you turn right, you can easily see that in another step or two, if you decide to continue stepping, you could either go forward or turn right.
Okay, Keen will leave a mark where the turn happens again. And then as he steps forward, he will choose to go straight. And will not leave a mark on this occasion.
Okie dokie. You go straight, you walk past the opening to your right, and you step forward a little bit further, and you realize you could go right, or left, or straight.
Okay. Keen is going to leave a mark on the ground as before, but this time he'll take a left.
Okay, okay. You go left, and again, come to the crossroads. You could go right, or you can go left. But no. as you look left, you see somebody that you recognize. About 10, 15 feet away, you see Maneha looking around.
Keen will leave a mark, and he'll go left saying, oh, he'll go left and he will observe Maneha for a moment before he decides whether to say anything or not, because he's invisible.
Good point. All right, make a perception check.
Keen rolled a 9 to try to determine if this is indeed Maneha or some kind of illusion.
Okay, okay. You look at Maneha. He clearly does not see you or hear you. He seems to be trying to determine, does he want to go right or left? Which way did he just come from? He's the right height. He sounds like Maneha. He looks like Maneha. He seems to have all the gear that Maneha had. Has dressed the way that Maneha was dressing. Muttering the way Maneha mutters to himself. Seems like it's Maneha.
All right, then Keen will go up to Maneha, not too close, about 10 feet away, and say, Shinta Maneha, it is Keen. I'm invisible.
Maneha jumps a little bit, looks over towards where the voice came from. Oh, Keen, you are there? And he will, like, reach out to try to touch you.
Keen will reach out likewise and grasp Maneha's hand and say, I do not wish to waste my invisibility spell, so here is proof. And Keen will, he will make two arcane marks on the wall side by side. Of course, they say, and Keen took, Keen was here.
Oh, okay, good. So, what, where are we?
I do not know. This is a very strange place. We should try to find our way out. It was implied to us that it might be a maze sometime. Which way did you come from?
I do not know. I think I appeared right here. Well, okay then. Amanea will take the axe off of his back and hold it. I suppose I should lead the way then, since I cannot see you.
That makes sense. I've been marking every time I take a turn, and I turn left whenever I can.
Okay, then, I guess we will keep going, and for now, turning left. And Maneha will start walking forward, and when he sees a curve to the left, he will turn left.
And each time they take a left, or turn off from the main way, Keen will continue to mark it with our Keen mark.
Okie dokie. And Keen, I need a will save, please.
That is a 25.
Okie dokie. You follow Maneha? I presume you're following Maneha, since he can't see you to leave.
Yes.
Right, you follow him for a while.
And Keen will very softly mumble a Keentuk marching song as they go, like just loud enough for Maneha to hear, but probably not loud enough for anybody further away than Maneha to hear.
Okie dokie. And then if I could also get you to roll a d6, please.
Sure, I can do that. I got a 1.
Okie dokie. You wander around for about 10 minutes, and marking the walls with your arcane mark as you go every left turn.
Marking the floor, actually. He just marked the wall where he met Maneha.
Okay. Marking the floors as you go. So that presumably you can, you know, if you run across it, you'll know, oh, hey, I was down that way already. And it's been about 10 minutes and you haven't found anything yet.
Keen, Maneha will look behind him. Are you still there?
Keen will say, yes, that's why I was singing the marching tune.
Oh, right. Good. Thank you. I think we are going in circles.
Sorry, Lorian, did you say that we did see a marking again?
You've probably seen one or two.
Keen would tell Maneha what the point of the markings were, so that he'd know that he had been careful to try to avoid going in circles.
Oh. Well, Maneha looks around, and he looks kind of confused. This is kind of hard. And he will shout out very loud, "Hello! Is anyone there?"
You get a slight echo in return.
Mew! Is Mew there? Or Katsu? Hello? I am thinking that this is not working. Perhaps we should wait here for them to find us. We don't seem to be doing very well trying to find them or get out of here.
Well, I suppose that is one philosophy. I know that with mazes, if you continue to the left, then you should be able to find your way out. But I also know that if you are lost, it's easier for other people to find you if you stay still. So I suppose my question is, are we trying to find a way out of here? Are we trying to find our fellow group members? Or are we trying to be found? I found you when you stayed still.
That is true. I would like to find our fellow, as you say, group members. But I think it is probably better to sit here and wait for them to find us. They seem to be better at finding these sorts of things, especially Mew.
Ah, well now I wish I had changed the way I did my markings. I did it so I could find my own way, not so others could find me.
Oh, I see. Well, what if then we go wait by our marking?
Which
no,
one?
That does not make sense. Well, if we wait around here, we are close to the markings, I think. And they should find us.
How long have they been wandering?
About 10 minutes.
Keen will make the suggestion that Maneha stay put, but that he himself go and add to his markings to make it clear which way they actually went.
Oh, Maneha looks kind of uncomfortable about this, but what if we get lost again? From each other.
Unless something is erasing my markings, then we should not get lost from each other. But if you wish to come along with me instead, we can do that.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay. So Keen will go back and, I think he has a piece of chalk. I'm pretty sure he has a piece of chalk. So he will go, back and draw an arrow near his marks, whichever way they turned, and make it a little bit clearer for anybody who wants to follow them, and then go back to the end of their markings and wait.
Okie dokie. I'm going to say it takes you roughly 10 minutes to backtrack and then track back again.
Okay, so I guess they're waiting.
Okie dokie. You're gonna wait right at the end of your original course?
That seems to be what Maneha wants to do, and Maneha outranks Keen, so.
Okie dokie. Roll another d6.
That's a 4.
Okie dokie. You sit there, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait. Nobody seems to be finding you. You wait a good 40 minutes. You're pretty sure you've been in there for pretty close to an hour now. And it's just you and Maneha.
I'm not sure this strategy is working, Maneha.
Well, we have not been here too long. Let us wait a little longer. After all, Hintu Gorians are patient.
Keen rolls his eyes, but Minneha can't see that.
Yeah, Minneha is going to actually do some stretches.
Okie dokie. Go ahead and roll another d6. Oh, wait, before you do that, actually, in the midst of that 40 minutes, we'll say you hear a sound off in the distance. It doesn't sound close at all. Go ahead and make a perception check.
Okay. That's only a 9 for Keen. He's so bored, he's just like twiddling his thumbs and not paying as much attention as he should be.
Okie dokie. It sounds very far away, but it sounds like somebody is screaming. It's not a super long scream. Like, just like somebody took a deep breath and screamed that one breath. That's about all you could pick up from it.
Does Minneha hear this?
He does, yes. Well, actually, roll a perception check.
That's right, these things are alphabetized. Okay, I rolled a 1.
Okay, no, Minneha does not seem to have heard this at all.
Well, that was enough for Keen to perk up and say, "I hear a scream."
There you go.
A scream? What scream?
It sounded far away, just one single scream. Can Keen try to determine which direction it came from?
I can certainly try. Sure, go ahead and make another, perception. We'll go with perception again. As you think back to consider what direction did I hear this come from?
This is 17.
Sure. It seems like it came maybe from your left? Maybe.
Okay, Keen is going to say, "I think I heard it from that way."
You did? Oh, okay. I did not hear anything.
Do we still stay? Do we go and investigate? Do we scream back? It sounded distressed.
Well, let us go a little bit that way. We don't want to go too far, in case our friends are nearby.
All right, Keen is going to, I'll lead the way. And before Minneha can object that he still can't see Keen, let me check how long greater invisibility lasts. It may have worn off by now.
Okie dokie.
Oh yeah, it's worn off by now. So Keen is going to, he's going to lead the way, and he'll go ahead on Kemi. But yeah, he'll just go ahead on Kemi. He won't recast invisibility at this time.
Okie dokie. And you're going left.
That's correct. And he does mark on the wall as he goes, according to the trail he has been leaving. Which direction he went.
Okie dokie. So you go down a hallway to your left, and then you go, well, that one only turns right.
Keen will make a mark accordingly and continue on. He will try to go silently, which shouldn't be too hard, but I can roll a stealth.
Sure, go for it.
That's a natural 20 for a total of 27.
Beautiful. He is perhaps not quite as silent as Mew, but Mew would be very proud of him.
Hooray.
We are getting kind of far away. Are you sure that it came from this direction, King? Because I am thinking that maybe sound travels differently in these mazes. Where did you go?
Keen would have left a mark as he turned, as usual.
Keen, do not leave without me. Are you still sure that it came from this direction?
It's difficult to know, but I think so.
Because did we not turn again?
We did. I suppose there's probably echoes. Or it could have been a ghost sound.
Oh, do you think? Well, if that wizard was able to separate us, perhaps he is playing tricks on us also.
That's very possible. Perhaps he does not want us to sit still.
That may be it. I think it is better that we try to sit still and wait for our friends.
But if this is a labyrinth of the kind where you must get to the center, our friends may be pushing on towards the center, not coming around the edge to look for us.
Maybe, but how do we know this is a The common tongue is such a strange thing.
Keen nods and says, "We don't know." Keen seems to be getting frustrated.
It is all right, Keen. I know that this is difficult, but I still think it is best that we wait here for our friends to find us. We will probably just get very lost.
Keen sighs, but he is going to follow his Shinta's advice.
And in fact, Minea, while having his axe out and ready, will go ahead and sit down and lean his back against the wall.
Okie dokie. So backtracking to your last roll, we'll say that's when you wait another 20 minutes to reach that hour mark after that scream that you heard off in the distance.
Okay.
And even after an hour. I mean, you don't hear any more screams.
I don't think you hear any more screams.
To my current knowledge, you don't hear any more screams. But it's been roughly an hour.
Keen has pulled a little animal, a little weasel out of his bag of tricks and is playing with it.
Okie dokie. Do you continue to wait?
Keen would look to Maneha for that answer.
Maneha will get up, stretch, look around, and sit back down. I do hope they can find this one.
Okie dokie, roll another d6.
That is another 4.
Okie dokie. You wait, and you wait, and you wait, and more and more frustrated as time ticks by, as nobody seems to be finding you. And we'll say another 40 minutes have passed.
Maneha, his axe is not as, you know, it's not up and ready. It's just laying across his lap as his head is resting against the wall and his eyes start drooping. And then they snap up and awake and say, oh, yes, I am awake.
I am not. Are we going to continue to wait? We might be here forever.
Oh, I hope not. Maybe? I wonder if there is something we can do here to make it easier for us to find. For others to find
yell.
Us. Well, that is not a bad idea. Hello!
You hear an echoed, hello!
Oh, I heard something, but I think it was me.
He nods.
Is there something you can do with magic?
Keen shrugs. Well, I can make noise, but it's limited in what it can do. It can be louder than me. Keen is going to cast ghost sound and make it as loud as he can to sound like Maneha's voice, just kind of going, oh!
Okie dokie. You hear a much louder echo.
Keen just kind of stares at Maneha, like, I'm waiting.
Maneha looks like, well, I am starting to run out of ideas. And he will actually feel over on the stone that he's the wall. Excuse me. What do you suppose? What is this wall made out of?
You're asking me or Keen?
I'm asking. Yeah, the GM.
It seems to be made out of stone.
I wonder. It looks up. Is there a ceiling?
There is.
Well. Maneha then shrugs his shoulders. Well, if we are finding nothing here, what if we leave a note around here? Something that says we went that way, and then go wait somewhere else. Perhaps that way it will be like we are waiting in two places at the same time.
Keen gets an inscrutable expression on his face, but nods very seriously and agrees.
Okay, good. I don't have anything to write with.
Keen makes an arcane mark, and then an arrow pointing in the direction they're going.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Let us go this way then. And Keen will start going that way. And he'll walk that way for about another, 30 minutes. And then stop. Okay, good. Now we can wait in two places at the same time.
Keen makes no comment.
All right. And Keen, as you were going throughout that 30 minutes, glancing down hallways, you're seeing your marks. Like, I'm pretty sure we've been here before. You leave a new mark with a new arrow. You walk a little ways further. Like, hey, Hey, we've been here before. Oy vey.
Keen will let Maneha know that now they're going in circles.
Oh, we are? Oh dear. He looks around like he's very troubled and not sure what to do. I knew I would get lost.
Keen will suggest that they find routes that he has not yet marked and that they explore them.
We could, but if we go too far, then we will lose our friends if they're looking for us.
And each time they pass a mark, Keen is going to make a note on the mark, like a tally mark that they passed it.
Okie dokie. Do you keep track of time, or you just keep going until you find a new spot?
Keep track of time.
Okay. How long will you continue?
For another 30 minutes.
Okie dokie. At the end of that 30 minutes, you are 100% certain that you have been down every hallway, some of them twice, some of them three times.
I am beginning to think that we are not just lost, we are trapped.
I agree. I wonder why you and I were trapped together.
Interesting. I do not know. Perhaps whatever enchantment that was going on, it was only able to enchant, well, to trap multiple people at the same time, or that is, not everybody separate or something. Am I making sense?
Maybe it only works on Keen Took, and we are the only two separated from the rest of the group.
Ooh, that could be. I kind of hope it is that way. That way everyone else is together, and they will have a much better chance of finding us or setting us free, if the case may be. I do not suppose you know any magic to move the stones here, do you?
No. However, I do know how to summon a ground elemental, an earth elemental.
Ah, that could... Oh, no, wait. Isn't there something... Something is not working with the summoning, isn't there?
No, summoning worked fine. It was teleportation.
Are you sure?
Keen is pretty sure, but now I'm questioning myself.
Keen is pretty sure.
Keen expresses his certainty.
Well, Minea looks over at the stone. He really taps his hand on it. Puts his hand there and says,
I do not know if that will work. This is not actually ground. It is stone. It has been worked very well. I am not sure an earth elemental could make itself go through this. It is not earth anymore.
Is the floor also stone?
It appears to also be stone.
I'm looking up what the earth elemental can do. I'm pretty sure they can go through stone. Okay, so Keen is going to suggest that we head back to the place where Keen first appeared, and then that he summon an earth elemental to glide through the wall and tell them if there's anything worthwhile on the other side, or indicate if there's anything worthwhile on the other side, and if so, then Keen will have it and however many else he needs to summon burrow a way through.
Okie dokie. It only takes you a couple minutes to trace your arrows backwards to find where Keen placed his mark on the wall as the "this is where I began" mark. And you summon your earth elemental, correct?
Yes, just a small one.
You are very smart, Keen. I would not have... What?
What is that? And Manea turns in the direction, not the direction we came, but a different one. Did you hear that?
No, I did not hear anything.
I am certain that... Come, this way. And Manea is, well, he's booking it.
Manea, what is it?
I heard! And when he gets to an intersection, he stops. And points in a direction. There, that way. And he runs again, till he gets to another intersection. No, but... Oh dear. And he looks around. He looks around some more. I thought... I heard Mew. I heard Mew's voice. It was over here.
Keen had followed Maneha, but he says, I think we should stick with our plan.
What? Maneha looks troubled. I am certain I heard... There! Again! Over there! Do you not hear him?
No, I do not.
Maneha looks, like, troubled and weary about this. But it was his voice. And there! There, that is Katsu!
Keen will roll a perception check to see if he can hear any of this.
Go for it.
That's 24.
All right. You hear Maneha excitedly proclaiming that he's hearing things, and you hear your earth elemental as it trudges behind you. And nope, you don't hear anybody talking other than Maneha and yourself.
Maneha, I don't hear anything. While Keen still has his earth elemental, he'll direct it to burrow straight down. Or rather, straight up. He'll have it go straight up.
Sorry, say that again?
While Keen still has the earth elemental there, because it's only a certain amount of time, he'll instruct it to burrow straight up.
Okie dokie. The earth elemental goes to burrow through the stone ceiling, and it bounces off and looks at you like... it looks like stone, but clearly it's not stone. And it awaits your further direction.
It would actually have trouble going through rock, unfortunately. So it can't even earth glide. He would ask it to try earth gliding as well, just try to pass through it.
Okay. He attempts to earth glide, and you're fairly sure it should be able to work. But for some reason, it can't seem to do what you're asking it to do.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, it should be able to burrow through stone, dirt, or almost any other sort of earth. But it can't do it. Okay. Keen will relay this to Maneha. My elemental, it can't go through this material. This is not stone.
What? Maneha will feel the rock and tap on it. It seems like it is stone to me.
It seems like it to me, too. But an earth elemental can burrow through stone, can glide through stone. And this one cannot.
Oh dear. Then, what is this? Where? There! Again! I heard his voice. It was Mew, but it was from the direction we came. That way.
Keen will again use ghost sound to make a loud sound where they are as they start going in the direction they think they heard Mew.
Okie dokie. You follow Maneha, who seems to be hearing things that you can't, and you make your ghost sound to perhaps call back to this person that you can't hear. You hear the ghost sound echo back at you. You still don't hear Mew, though.
It was this way. What? There, now! And he points back the way that, the way they came. There is... It is Aesil. Aesil's voice... No, wait! And he points to the way you're going. It is Sedra! It's... Maneha looks very frustrated and very scared. And in fact, he sits down, kind of curled up in the ball, looking around like he's very frightened of something. It's them, but no, it is not. Oh no.
Keen will change his ghost sound to a... He can make it sound kind of like singing, and he'll have It's singing full loud volume, a Kintuk tune that's meant to inspire courage in the midst of battle. And he'll say to Maneha, "Maneha, I think your idea of staying put is a good idea now. We know that we have no other option, certainly. Let's make noise and stay here. If they're here, they will find us."
Maneha, a frightened Maneha quickly nods his head. "Yes, yes, we just stay here. Oh, there it is again. No, no, over there. Oh, oh dear, oh dear."
Keen idly draws a picture of a Yeti on the wall with his chalk.
Okie dokie. Do you wait a specific amount of time, or just wait for time to pass?
Keen sits there and tries to think of what else they could do. He finally snaps his finger and says, "Oh, I can create an eye."
An eye? Looks like Mineo is mostly concentrating on breathing.
"Yes, an eye. I can make an arcane eye, and then I can move it around so that we can see if anybody else is coming."
"Oh, well, okay. I guess that is a good idea. Then that way we can be here and looking also."
"Yes, I should have thought of this before." And Keen will cast Arcane Eye and send it around the maze to kind of keep a patrol while they sit still and Keen continues to think.
Okie dokie. About 10 minutes passes with your eye going around the maze. Doesn't see anything other than your arcane marks that you left behind and your arrows. Doesn't find anything. You don't hear anything other than Maneha trying not to freak out next to you. Don't see anybody.
Keen sighs. "I don't think they're here. We need to find a way out."
"No, no. Must not move. Must not move. Must not. No, no voices. Let's not follow the voices." Maneha looks like he is too frightened to move anywhere.
Can Keen try to figure out what has frightened Maneha so much?
Sure.
What would he have to roll for that?
Go sense motive.
Okay. That's only a 13.
It's kind of weird. I mean, Maneha has his fears and stuff, but he seems to be freaking out over nothing that you can figure out. I suppose it's possible there's something going on in his head, but I don't know. Something just seems a little off.
Keen is going to say, "While you wait, let us have some tea." And he's going to pull out. He has some meditation tea with him.
Oh, tea. Yes. Yes, good idea.
And, you know, he's just going to, he's going to heat some water in his water skin and just brew the tea right there in the water skin and share it with Maneha. And a meditation tea for 10 minutes gives those who drink it a +2 against mind-affecting thingies. Mind-affecting effects.
Okie dokie.
Maneha slowly sips the tea. It is good. Thank you. And he seems to calm down just a little bit.
Great, Keen, I'll have you make a will save.
Okay. That is 22. Oh, sorry, plus 2 if it's against a mind-affecting thing.
Okay. All right, and also roll a perception check.
Okie doke. That's only a 16.
Okay, that's good enough. You look at Maneha, he's calming down. Phew. But you just happen to catch a glimpse of his cup. He's taken several sips, but it doesn't look like any of the tea has disappeared from his cup.
Keen would find this exceedingly odd. Keen is going to slap Maneha on the shoulder in a convivial way. How does Maneha feel?
Make a will save.
That is a natural 19 for a 20. Hold on. For a 31.
All right, you slap Maneha's shoulder, and suddenly, you can see through him.
How are you feeling now, Maneha? Keen will ask. In the meantime, Keen is, he is going to be prepared to cast a spell silently and stilly.
I am feeling, well, a little better. Thank you. I am sorry for my, outburst of fright earlier. I should be more brave.
Good, and Keen will take the cup from Maneha that he had poured his portion into and pour it back into his water skin to save for himself for later. And he'll say, I do not know what exactly is going on here, but I do know that things are not what they seem. So I think it is wise that we wait here. I will do so invisibly, as will Kemi. Do not worry. Everything is fine. And Keen will disappear, and so will Kemi. And he is going to leave this place and resume walking the maze.
Okay. As long as we are waiting here, that is all right then. And actually, is Keen moving away silently? Because if Maneha thinks he's moving away, Maneha will try to follow him.
Oh, he's moving away as silently and stealthily as he can while invisible and airwalking on the back of his ghost wolf, who's also invisible.
Okay, I'm not going to bother trying. I'll probably have to roll a 20 for that.
Okie dokie. Keen, you slowly and silently move away from the now see-through Maneha.
Okay, Keen is going to follow his previous route, but look and see if there are any other routes. And this one is actually going to keep one hand on the left wall and try to pay a special attention to whether there's an illusion making him think there's a wall where there's not. Because clearly Maneha was not really there.
Okay.
Keen doesn't know whether, you know, he was really talking to Maneha but at a distance, or if that was not Maneha at all.
Okie dokie. You continue through the maze, keeping a hand on the wall. It seems like it's a stone wall. You know, there's something up with it, because the elemental couldn't go through it, but nothing changes when you touch it. You continue on, looking as best you can to see if there's anything that was off, if there's anything else that you missed. And do you do this for a specific amount of time, or just however long it takes?
However long it takes. And Keen will also look for any dead ends, like the one where he appeared.
Okie dokie. You would find quite a few dead ends as you're going. And go ahead and roll another d6.
That is a 1.
All right. You go out for about 10 minutes doing this. You're being quiet about it, but you're like, yes, okay, here's a dead end. I've seen this one 3 times according to the marks on the floor, and you keep going, keeping your finger on the wall.
At one dead end, actually, Keen would like to try to cast a spell magic at the wall.
Okay, go for it.
Sorry, marking it off.
And go ahead and make your check.
That's a d20 plus my caster level, correct?
I believe so. I believe so.
All right, this time I rolled a 19, and we are currently level 13, right?
14.
14. Oh, I need to level up. Okay. All right, cool. So that's 33.
All right, you cast the spell at the wall, and surprisingly, it shimmers ever so slightly. For a minute, you think you can see through it to a different part of the maze that you've walked through. You catch a glimpse of your arcane mark on the other side, but it then returns back to exactly how you saw it before.
All right, would this be enough for Keen to realize that the entire maze is magic? It's not just that he's been teleported into a different place with solid walls, but that the entire maze is a magical construct.
Yes. If you've come to that conclusion, then he can certainly come to that conclusion.
Okay, so Keen comes to that conclusion, and he's going to try to remember his research on how to get out of places like this. What kind of knowledge check would that be?
Well, how about you choose whichever one you want to make?
Okay, I'll do knowledge arcana.
Go for it.
All right, I rolled an 18 plus 11 is 29.
All right, you think through all the stuff that you know. You've probably heard Bruin and Katsu talk about being shoved into a maze during the Necromancer fight back in Armageddon's Echo, and they didn't ever actually find the exit. They just, the spell ended and then, boom, they were back. You've heard of that spell before, and you know that you just have to be smart enough to beat that one, but not sure that this is that one. But maybe it's something similar. Maybe there's some sort of puzzle, some way, something that you can do to get out that doesn't necessarily have to do with the maze itself.
going to rack his brains for everything that he's learned so far, to see if there are any clues that he can remember to help him know if this is the kind of puzzle with a riddle that he can solve and get out of, or if this is more like someone's just trying to keep him out of the way while they deal with somebody else.
Okay. I'd say with your previous role, you can think, and you kind of feel like it's more the latter, that Monet has been pretty insistent that, oh, hey, let's sit here and wait. Let's not do anything. Let's just sit here and wait. Maybe somebody's just trying to keep you from going somewhere else.
All right, and Keen is absolutely sure he's explored every part of this maze. He's going to carefully remove several magic items that he is wearing, and his magic bag of holding and all of that, but he's going to keep them, you know, close by, and he's going to cast Dispel Magic on himself. At this point, he is not invisible.
Okay, make a caster level check. If I understand correctly, and Dacostas, you can feel free to correct me, I believe the DC is 11 plus caster level, so that would be 25.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
You can suddenly be seen again.
Sorry, who can suddenly be seen again?
Keen can. He is no longer invisible.
Oh, he wasn't. He had dispelled invisibility before he did that.
Oh, okay. Was there any magic on him then that he cast?
None that he cast. No. I mean, Kemi is still with him, and that's a summon, so I don't know if dispelling magic on himself would have any effect on his ghost wolf.
I'm pretty sure it should not. Keen also took off all of the magical items that he was wearing or that was on his person.
Yes, he was very careful to do that. Oh, Ghost Wolf is actually a conjuration, I think. No, wait, you know what?
Ghost Wolf is a summon.
Yeah, you feel that your dispel went off successfully, but nothing was dispelled, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so Keen's a bit disappointed at this. Puts on all of his fancy magical doodads again, picks up his pack again, mounts the ghost wolf again, and re-explores the entire maze with his hand on the right side of the wall, but being careful to be invisible and quiet around the place he left Mineha.
Okie dokie. Alright, you continue investigating. You glance down the hallway. The semi-transparent Mineha is still there. You're just convinced, I've already been through this whole thing multiple times. I'm not finding anything.
About halfway through, Keen would have drunk some, like, the rest of the meditation tea.
Okay, okay. It's tasty tea.
Okay. So this time Keen is going to do his best to try to find the center of where he supposes the center of this maze to be.
Okay. You take a few minutes, and you think you're close to what probably is the center.
Okay, Joaquin is, he's gonna start, like, digging at the floor with his spear.
Digging with what?
With his spear. And he'll also cast Dispel Magic on the floor where he's standing.
Okie dokie. The spear leaves some scratch marks on it. And go ahead and make another dispel check.
Okay, that is a 26.
All right. You get a very, very slight shimmer. You had to be looking closely to catch it. But it was there. You didn't see through it or anything, but it didn't do anything other than shimmer and then just turn back to what it looked like.
Did it, like, make the stone look like not stone? Or did it still look like stone?
It still looked like stone. Just shimmery stone. Like there was maybe a ripple effect over top of it, very briefly.
Keen is going to go back to where Maneha is. And he's going to talk to Maneha and say, I do not know whether you are actually Maneha or just a projection of Maneha. But in case you are actually Maneha, I wish to let you know that we are being held like animals in a cage, and I do not like this, and I'm going to teleport out.
Maneha looks very shocked. What? What do you mean, a projection? I am Maneha.
You are also transparent.
What? And Maneha will look at his hands. No, I am not.
To me, you are. And that was... It is in such a way to imply that mental magic has been used to make you appear solid to me. I just wish to tell you this in case I'm actually speaking to Maneha. I wish to let you know that I am safe, but I am bored, and I'm getting out of here.
Oh, but wait, I thought...
And Keen will cast Teleport. And he and his wolf will try to teleport back to the space where they had been before all of this fog started.
Okie dokie. You step through your teleportation and you appear on the other side, outside of the tower.
Keen breathes a sigh of relief. Ah, that's better. And he does an arcane mark right on the floor where he appeared.
Okie dokie. Now you are back outside of the tower. What do you do?
Keen is going to look around, see if any of his friends are there, and if they're not, he will draw an arrow from his arcane mark back toward the tower, then he'll re-enter the tower, but he will stop short of wherever he was when he was last teleported to that weird maze.
Okie dokie. I think we're gonna have to pause here for now. This poor Keen was in that maze for a good 3 hours, and I'm not actually sure where his party members are.
Yeah, and that works out fine for us, too, because we need to leave here in about 15 minutes. Well, this was good. Now we know what Keen would have done. I'm glad he eventually saw through Maneha.
Indeed.
Yay.
You did a great job, Dacossus.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, you did.